two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown. The final countdown.
Welcome back, everybody, to the College Football Countdown right here on the program. Giving you a daily update. Brought to you by waytoquit.org. Stop playing tobacco's game. Control your future. Get free nicotine patches and gum at waytoquit.org. It's waytoquit.org. Scott, here's what we have here.
What do we got?
17 days to Utah State hosting UConn.
What?
24 days to Utah and Florida and BYU and South Florida all facing one another.
So we started counting this down at 100 days.
That's crazy.
Doesn't it seem like it's just gone so fast?
Yeah, it was 100 to Utah State, and it was 107 to Utah and Florida. And there's that part of me, too, when we started the countdown, I went, that's a long time.
I know.
But it's not.
It's not.
Here we are, a couple of weeks away from everything getting kicked off for, it's just it's 2 weeks from this Friday, or this Saturday, week zero. Love week zero. Yeah, there's not a lot of games between a lot of opponents that you're going to totally recognize, but that's what we like. We like to just have football
coming
back. Just
like that it started.
Warm me up. Let's get this thing going. Interesting story. If you want to go check this one out, this is one of those that when you look at some of these positions and which schools produce talent, ESPN did this full list of kind of where the best, you know, where it shakes out the best for some of these teams that, you know, BYU used to be for sure, the quarterback you, right? And now it's kind of interesting because – tight end university is looked at, and I don't know how Utah's not really on the list. Miami, Iowa, Stanford, Florida, Missouri. Those are your top five tight end schools according to this list. Utah loses out, I guess, to Stanford on the Pac-12 side of things. For this year, it's not even close, though. The best tight end group in all the Pac-12 and maybe in the country is at Utah. But in the non-Power 5 division of this thing, BYU ranks as the best non-Power 5 team on this list for tight ends. Why is it that tight ends are suddenly being developed in Utah and at BYU. I mean, BYU's had a long list of pretty good tight ends, and Utah over the last 8 years has been the same. How is it that everybody suddenly is showing up? And they're two different offenses too, Scott. So why is it the tight end is becoming such a big deal here in the state of Utah?
Well, at BYU, it was it's traditionally been. I mean, you go back Clay Brown, Gordon Hudson, back in that era, and David Mills, and then you have Dennis Pitta, and Chris Smith was a great tight end at BYU.
You're missing. I know I'm missing a bunch. Chad Lewis, man, come on.
Of course, Chad Lewis, and I mean a lot of really, really good tight ends.
To Amili, former Seahawks. Let's go.
So BYU and the tight end, that was always a part of their offense, and you get what happens is you get these players that are somewhat athletic and create a mismatch, and all of those tight ends that I listed at BYU are very athletic and very good at actually getting down the field, catching pass and get open. And a lot of times you have that. Whereas at Utah has been such a good running team, right? So, it's a Kyle Whittingham running team. And you can really play in, it kind of goes hand in hand, play action a lot of times to a tight end because the linebackers are the ones that are most affected by play action and that creates more holes. And Utah's been very effective in that in recent years in play action and then finding tight ends on certain routes, and they've been really good at it. But, Utah, I think right now has just developed this beautiful set of tight ends. And it's a deep room. I mean, there's guys that we don't know their names
that
yet.
That we're going to get to know over the next couple
get to
seasons.
We're going to get to be as good as the ones they have right now.
So kicker you. Utah found itself at number 4 on the list of places that produce kickers.
See, and you don't want to be on that list.
Well, then you're going to love the next one.
Punter
U, they're number 2 on the list behind Texas A&M, which is interesting because I don't think the last couple of years special teams have been hit and miss for the
Sketchy.
Utes.
Here's the deal with Punter U, okay? You don't want to be Punter U.
Well, here are the teams on it. Texas A&M, Utah, Tennessee, Cal, and Georgia. You think any one of those teams, like, you don't want to be associated with Cal, Georgia Tech, and Tennessee. Maybe Texas A&M, but interestingly enough, the top kicking schools, too, are not, you're not really.
Punting means your offense stinks. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Punting means you have a defensive-minded coach who says, you know, we're okay, let's punt the ball, and we'll play to our defense. We're going to play the field position game the whole way. Because, you know, heaven forbid we could actually move the ball down the field and change it that way. We're gonna run the ball, and then we're gonna punt.
Well, so regionally, BYU and Utah are both considered kind of linebacker powers. Nationally, they're both still. I mean, Utah I think is like 35, and BYU is like 40, I think, on the list. But regionally, they're still considered, you know, these powers at linebacker and also the offensive line. They've been able to produce some really good offensive
The one that
linemen.
Surprises me for Utah. Is safeties that
Not high on the higher?
No,
on the list,
I mean they've got some great players in the Julian Blackman and Marcus Williams and Marquise Blair.
Well, but you think
all,
too?
Man, those guys are great safeties. Recently in the NFL,
yeah.
And Eric Weddle and they've also started to get defensive backs as well.
I thought it was pretty low to put them down the list for linebackers, right? Where you're like, they produce really, really good linebackers. Whole linebacking cores that are just awesome.
And D-line was a big one, too, and that's not.
And they're not on the list with that either. All right. Let's take the break. We'll come back. We've got more to go around the corner here on the program. When we do come back, we've got ourselves an interesting look into the Pac-12. From John Wilner, who ranks the best players, top 10 players in the entire Pac-12, top 10 players in all of the Pac-12. And also, he revealed his AP top 25 list. We'll see if any of that's going to actually stick next week when the new AP poll comes out. That's what I was going to ask Mitch Harper, where he thought BYU was going to be on the. I'm going to text him. I'm going to make him give me that answer before we get back, or after we get back on the break.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.